Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 1st. Can you believe it? We are in the month of May. Happy Resurrection Day to you. We'll begin with Exodus chapter 28, starting in verse 31, and this section talks more about priestly garments. Make the robe of the ephod entirely of blue cloth, with an opening for the head in its center. There shall be a woven edge like a collar around this opening, so that it will not tear. Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn around the hem of the robe, with gold bells between them. The gold bells and the pomegranates are to alternate around the hem of the robe. Aaron must wear it when he ministers. The sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he will not die. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as a seal, "Holy to the Lord." Fasten a blue cord to it and attach it to the turban. It is to be on the front of the turban. It will be on Aaron's forehead, and he will bear the guilt involved in the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate, whatever their gifts may be. It will be on Aaron's forehead continually, so that they will be acceptable to the Lord. Weave the tunic of fine linen and make the turban of fine linen. The sash is to be the work of an embroiderer. Make tunics, sashes, and caps for Aaron's sons to give them dignity and honor. After you put these clothes on your brother Aaron and his sons, anoint and ordain them. Consecrate them so that they may serve me as priests. Make linen undergarments as a covering for the body, reaching from the waist to the thigh. Aaron and his sons must wear them whenever they enter the tent of meeting or approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they will not incur guilt and die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants. I also went online to kind of look at what these garments might look like, and it was tickling to me that they called them breeches when they were talking about the undergarments. So another version calls them breeches. I just thought that was funny. Anyway, let's move on now to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 124, and as I've mentioned before, these are songs that the Israelites would sing on their pilgrimage to the festivals in Jerusalem. A song of ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Now let's move over to the book of 1 Corinthians. I love when we start a new book because it gives us an opportunity to go to the Bible Project website or to YouTube and to search Bible Project 1 Corinthians, and that gives you a little video to give you some background on this book. Corinth was a major port city, and Paul went there on his missionary journeys. He ended up staying there about a year and a half, and you can read all about that in Acts chapter 18. After he leaves Corinth, Paul starts getting reports that things aren't going very well in Corinth. And so he writes this letter. And according to the Bible Project video, there are five sections that read like essays. And so the section will address the problem and then some part of the gospel that will show them how they're not living in line with the way that our Lord Jesus calls us to live. And so as we read 1 Corinthians, we will be challenged to see every area of life through the lens of the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. I found lots of good reminders in this passage about the grace of the Lord. It says in verse 4 that we thank God because of his grace given us in Christ Jesus. For in him we have been enriched by speech and knowledge. And, you know, sometimes we could think that that is of ourselves. But at the end of this passage that we read, Paul reminds us that we are sent to preach the gospel or to proclaim the gospel wherever we are, not with wisdom or eloquence, so not with that knowledge that we've been provided and having some wonderful way of saying things, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of his power. In other words, unless the Holy Spirit is at work in the midst of our words, they are just words. It's not about what we can say and how we can say it so well. It's about the Holy Spirit working in the midst of us and his power going forward. And so today, as you speak with others about the gospel, do not be concerned so much about what you say, but pray that the power of God's Spirit will be with you. Father, the psalm reminds us that our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You are our creator, sustainer, and redeemer, and we praise you. We thank you, Father, for all the many ways that you continue to direct us. Help us to seek you and to be dependent upon you in every move. Lord, help us not to speak of our own power, but to speak relying upon your Holy Spirit. Help us to be conduits of your grace to our families and our communities. We thank you, Lord, for the church that you have provided for us. We pray for those in our midst who are hurting, whether it is physically or emotionally. We pray, Lord, for those who are in need of miraculous healing. We pray, Lord, that you would be near to them. Help us to remember them in our prayers. Help us to be people who reach out with your hands and your feet. We also pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. We pray specifically for those who are in the wake of war-torn areas. We pray, Lord, just aware of the many blessings of a normal day. And we pray that we would not squander it, but that we would use it for your glory. And for those who are really fighting to live today or are in the midst of deep strife and struggle, I pray that you would be their constant companion and you would help us to know how to practically be there for them. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.